Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf. She responds to Loi Nishmas Am Yakov Shom Leah Basitzchok. We're holding Bo Basra Daf Lamed Ches. The Mishnah Undala brings that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the reason we have Sholeh Shonim 3 years is because someone will be in Aspamia. Aspamia means Spain, which is 1 year away, and the Muchzok will be Machzik in the land for 1 year. And then they'll take 1 year for somebody to come and tell the owner of the land. You should know someone is in your karka. And then another year for the owner of the land to come back. So the idea is that he's going to be living 1 year away from his karka. Now, why specifically 1 year? Why the distance will be 1 year? So the Rashbam explains it. Rashbam says, Yoyso yimalach shono ein derech adom lachik mibeiso. Person doesn't go more than 1 year away from his house. Just technically, Chazal oimed das adom, that the amount a person travels from his home, it's the amount that takes him now more than 1 year to get back home. But Rav Reuven Margolyos, in his Nitzoy Tzior, brings another explanation. A very gishmak, a sharfkeit that he says. He says like this. He says, what is the distance of the world, according to Chazal? Chazal's measurements, what do they call the distance of the world? It's Shito Alfei Parsa. That's like Gemara says in Psochit, that's like Dalit, that the world is 6,000 parsas. Now we know the world, Earth, is round. So if it's 6,000 parsas, the entire world, if you go to the other edge of the world, is 3,000 parsas. Now how many days do you have in the year? You have 365 days. Talking about the solar year is 365 days. But you count and walk every day. Because you know you have Shabbos and Yom Tov. Now how much is Shabbos and Yom Tov? Outside of Eretz Yisrael, Shabbos and Yom Tov is 65 days. He does a cheshbon. 52 Shabboses. And then you have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, 1 day of Yom Kippur, 4 days of Sukkot, 4 days of Pesach, and 2 days of Shavuos, because you count Yom Tov Sheni as well. So if I take out 65 days for 365, how much do I have left? I have 300 days left. Now, how much a person walks every day? The Gemara tells you in Psochim Odir and Tzadik Dalit that Asura Parsois a person walks every day. So if so, in 300 days that you have to walk, that which if a person walks every single day is able to, what is the biggest distance he can get to? 3,000 parses. And because the entire circle of the earth is 6,000 parses, which means 6,000 parses, he gets back to his original place he came out from. So 3,000 parses is the furthest away location from where he is right now. It's the other side of the globe. So says Reuven Margolyos, that's what the Gemara says, Shana. Because Shana is the furthest away place in earth. There's no further place. The longest it takes to get to any location in the world, the maximum time would be a year. It won't be more than that. So it says the Gemara, even if he lives at the furthest place away in earth, it will not take more than a year to get there. And therefore, I'm assuming I give him 3 years to do a mechal. And just to point out that one Ha'ara, one could say, says, yes, of course, a person walks every single day, it will take him 1 year to get to the furthest place to get to. But who says people walk that much? You have to assume that people are walking every single day. So obviously in this case, the pshat is that Chazal Mishar B'daitom, because Chavro, Chavro Yisalei, Chavro, Chavro Yisalei, there's always somebody walking ahead. There's always somebody walking that day another 10 parses, and he can go and give up the koil to bring it to the other side of the world, according to the Havano, the Gishpaka Sharfkeit of Rabbi Reuven Margolyos. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shoveh email list, who wants to go, please email shomachshoveh@gmail.com.